Hey everyone, and welcome back to episode 3 of the Road to Athens series on the TRX Procast. I'm your host, Nathan Di Rosario, and today we have a truly special episode lined up for you. In this instalment of our Road to Athens series, we sit down with Jack Daly, the CEO of TRX Training, to uncover the fascinating story behind his journey with the company, from the motivations driving his acquisition of TRX to his strategic visions for its future. Jack offers invaluable insights into his leadership philosophy and the transformative impact he's had on TRX Training. We'll delve into the challenges Jack faced during the acquisition process and how he overcame them with resilience and determination. Plus, we'll get an exclusive sneak peek into the upcoming TRX Training Summit in Athens and exciting developments at the new TRX headquarters in Delray Beach, Florida. But before we dive in, a huge thank you to our sponsors, Ultralife Gym in Greece, for the generous support in bringing you this episode, and also for the TRX Training Summit in Athens, which is set to be record-breaking. So sit back, grab your favorite beverage, and join us as we embark on episode 3 of the Road to Athens series with Jack Daly, CEO of TRX Training. Jack, thank you very much for taking the time to join us on the TRX podcast. Very much appreciated. Most people would know you as the CEO of TRX Training. Would you mind just giving people a little bit of background on yourself before TRX, and then we'll go into the main subject that we're going to discuss today?
Sure, Nathan. Well, look, I'm an older guy, so I have a lot of history before TRX because I got into TRX now 15 months ago. And so, look, I'm new to the fitness industry from a business perspective. I've worked out my whole life, but prior to acquiring TRX in 2022, in the middle of 2022, I'd spent 25 years on Wall Street doing large cap private equity. So what that means is I worked at almost 20 years at Goldman Sachs. And then at TPG Capital as a partner there, leading the industrials and services private equity business, which basically means we would have investors' money that we would use to take control over large industrial and services companies. And those are typically multi-billion dollar businesses that we would own for 5 years, plus or minus, whatever it takes for us to get the kind of returns our investors are looking for. So I travel the world, find interesting businesses, get teams together, acquire the companies, create real value, and then either take those companies public or sell them to somebody else as a way of making returns. So I spent 25 years doing that. I will say that was kind of a second career for me because for 6 years before that, I was on the faculty at Case Western Reserve University and I taught mechanical engineering. So I started my life, my early days as a mechanical engineer. I did my undergrad and graduate work at Case Western. They invited me to join the faculty. And I taught classes in product development, design, and manufacturing, which, by the way, now at TRX, I've come full circle because that background in engineering and product development really comes in handy. Although I come at it from the academic perspective in partnering with somebody like a Randy Hetrick, who comes at it from the creative genius perspective, really makes us a powerful combination as we've been move forward with new product development at TRX, as you know. So look, I went from teaching engineering full time, building a couple of companies in the decade of my 20s. And really that journey, as I was doing that, my wife and I started a number of businesses. And interestingly, maybe in my late 20s, I went to buy a company, very small compared to ultimately what I did on Wall Street, but it was very big for me because I didn't come from money. I came from a more of a working class background. And in that process of looking at a company to acquire outside of Cleveland, Ohio, I learned that people on Wall Street bought and sell companies for a living. So I ended up doing a pretty significant career move in my early 30s. I went back to school. I went to the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania for an MBA as a way of putting me in a position that I could actually go into buying and selling companies for a living. And so I went there at 31 years old. I got out of Wharton at 33 years old and went right into Goldman Sachs. And it was interesting because I grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I didn't know anything about Wall Street. I had a misperception about what people did on Wall Street. But when I got there, I found good people doing interesting work that was just invigorating for me. So I found really that I was kind of made for that. And I had a really great time doing that. Although, like anything else, after 25 years, of investing other people's money, you know, in that kind of job, which was very fun, very exciting, very productive, and frankly lucrative. My wife and I just decided I retired from that large cap private equity business, and I started on a journey of focusing on health, wellness, and happiness. And that happened all 3 years ago now.
Yeah.
So I left TPG Capital with the idea that we wanted to focus on our lifestyle. And so what does that mean? I have another childhood friend who's a world-renowned spine surgeon in Los Angeles, and I'm backing him and his partners to build a hospital. We bought a hospital and we bought a two-story hospital. We're building a five-story hospital.
Right.
I train jiu-jitsu with Gilbert Melendez and the Scrap Pack team. And I helped them open up a new gym in San Francisco, a new MMA gym where I train. And so all of these things, all those investments are really aligned with our focus on health, wellness, and happiness. And then Randy Hetrick, I've known through the Navy SEAL community because I'm the treasurer of the board of the Navy SEAL Foundation, because another one of my childhood friends served for 30 years in the SEAL teams. So Randy came to me and said, hey, the company I built is going through some tough times and they need to raise money. Can you take a look? And it was just helping a friend where I said, sure, I'll take a look. That's what I've done for a living for 25 years.
Yeah.
And that led to the opportunity for me to acquire TRX, which also is in line with that focus on health, wellness, and happiness. So that's a little bit long-winded, but that gives you a little bit of perspective of the journey. Why do you go from engineering professor to Wall Street to then running a fitness company? And that, for me, it's actually a pretty clear journey, although maybe it was a little bit of a windy road along the way.
Yeah. So was fitness always, you mentioned that you've always been into fitness, and we'll mention jiu-jitsu as well briefly, but was that always part of your lifestyle? Was you training on a regular basis? Did you try different things? How has your relationship with fitness grown over the years and to the point now where you're actually in the industry, you own a global company? How's that kind of journey come about?
Yeah, so I have been into fitness, but from a just from an extraordinarily regular perspective. I'm look, I grew up in a neighborhood where everybody was an athlete, so everybody would play sports. American city, so I played football, basketball, and baseball, American football, basketball, and baseball. And so fitness was a part of our life and our lifestyle because that's what you did. Everybody played together. And then when I went on into my professional career, it was important to me. So I would work out, but I would work out like most people. Like I would work out and I'd go in fits and starts and I'd work out intensely for a while and then it would fall off and a little bit of back and forth. But I also, look, I grew up in the 70s and the 80s. So my idea of fitness was going into a gym and doing the six or seven exercises, which is with as much weight as I could, right? So I wasted a tremendous amount of time, decades of my life in gyms doing that. And it wasn't until my journey in fitness really inflected when I turned about 40.
Okay.
I like a lot of people, I'm working in an intense job. I had three small kids. I kind of fell off a little bit. And then I blew out my knee. I had serious knee trouble around 40. And I had to go get meniscus surgery. And it occurred to me that that's going to happen unless I do something about it. And it was that simple. And so from that point, I said, the only way I can put that off is to really hit it hard. And that was an inflection point for me. So I started working out quite a bit, but I was also working 100 hours a week on Wall Street. So I had to balance being a father, family member, having an intense job, and then also fitting my time into workout. But I took it very seriously. And then my relationship with the Navy SEAL community, there's one particular Navy SEAL, the Navy SEAL Admiral Bob Harward, who, when I was about a few years into this journey of focusing on fitness, he came in and really taught me. I knew nothing about fitness. He and I worked out together at the Goldman Sachs gym and he just kicked my butt.
Yeah.
And but he was doing body weight exercises, calisthenics, pull-ups, push-ups, and all functional training, much like Randy. That's the way the SEALs work out because it's very purposeful. And that to me was such an eye-opener. And so I started working out with Bob Harward 15 years ago. And Bob Harward is 10 years older than me. I turned 58 in a few weeks. Bob Harward's 10 years older than me. And we'll go down to the Navy SEAL base and he'll get a bunch of SEALs together around the circle. He'll lead them through an hour and a half workout and he crushes everybody. It's really that impressive, right?
Wow.
And so I watched Bob and it was funny after the first time we worked out together and he really did crush me. And I said, well, that was, first of all, it was extraordinary. I never saw anything like that. Mm. I said, but you're 10 years older than me. In 10 years, I'll be able to do all that stuff too. And he looked at me, and at that time, I think I was 43 and he was 53. He looked at me and said, it doesn't really work that way at this age. But the reality is that's how not only fitness became important, because fitness was important my entire life. That's when I became sophisticated in fitness.
Yeah.
And I had people to guide me and train with me and to make me fully understand how far behind I was. And so that journey then led me to really focus on fitness. And then look, 5 years ago, I walked into an MMA gym and I met Stefan Solomon, who trains me and is now part of the Scrap Pack team. And that was another inflection in my journey because, look, I grew up in a neighborhood where we fought. We were kids. We fought all the time. That's just what people did. I hadn't been in a fight in 35 years. And walking into meeting Stefan, because I have three boys, my guys now are 21, 20, and 18. So 5 years ago, they were 5 years minus that. And we were looking for fun things to do as a pack, right? Mm. We do a lot together.
Yeah.
And so we thought, hey, how about MMA training? And Stefan talked about Muay Thai, kickboxing, and jiu-jitsu. And I said, well, I don't want you kicking me in the head. So let's try jiu-jitsu. And that part, I did a personal session with him and two of my sons. And we did the warm up, the technical training. I did a 5-minute live round with him. And I went back to being a 17-year-old in a bar fight from a mindset standpoint. That dopamine rush, that endorphin burst is very real. I thought that was gone in my life. And so that I then adopted that into my workout routine, thinking that'll take time away from my gym. I could just substitute, you know, rolling with my gym training. What I found is I got into competitive jiu-jitsu. And so I actually hit the gym harder.
Yeah.
And I didn't substitute. I just added it because my gym time at this point, I roll with a bunch of very young people. So my strength actually matters.
Yeah.
They're naturally quicker than me. My strength will give me an advantage. And then my cardio, I keep up my cardio to be competitive with them. So for me, it's just all been a part of the journey, but it's just life. Like it's an important part of my life and lifestyle. So I like to work out with friends. I just this morning, I'm here at the TRX headquarters and we have a spectacular gym. So the 7 a.m. class I did with another childhood friend who was a Navy SEAL for 30 years. And he and I just were able to work out together. What a beautiful time to be able to do that, right? And so you just make time and make it happen.
You mentioned that you're at HQ now, which as of recording opened officially last weekend. So many congratulations to yourself and the rest of the team over in HQ. And I'm really looking forward to coming over in a few months' time. Let's jump to that part. With the establishment of the new HQ in Delray Beach, Florida, it represents a significant milestone, especially where we were 2 or 3 years ago. Can you just go through what motivated the selection of the location and how does it tie in with TRX's future plans and potential growth strategies?
Yeah, first of all, the headquarters here is so important, and I can't wait for you to come over. Yeah. Bobby Joseph was just here last week, and just when you come in, you'll feel the energy here. Yeah. It's a special place. Well, look, our family, we live in New York, San Francisco, and now Delray Beach. So we're a little complicated. We live a little bit all over the place.
Yeah,
but in my journey, once again, I go back to my neighborhood. I have a group of friends that I grew up with. That we decided to spend the second half of our lives together. So, and we looked at our country and said, okay, where do we want to spend the second half of our lives together? And we picked Southeast Florida. And so I have my Navy SEAL buddy who spent 30 years in the SEAL team. He moved down here.
Yeah.
I have a couple of friends from California. They moved over here. You know, I have a friend who's lived here for, I have 15 people that I grew up with within 15 minutes of me.
Okay.
And when we came down here, we were looking in this area, and Mark Fields, who's on our board, Mark, I was the CEO of Ford and also the CEO of Hertz, very, very close friend. He and his wife, Jane, had been living here for 20 years. And so they described Delray Beach to me and Metka in a way that just brought it to life for us. It was very fun and exciting. And so we actually bought our house here a couple of years ago. When I acquired TRX, we were looking for, because TRX shut down their headquarters during COVID, and we've been a remote company. So we're looking for, okay, where do we want to establish the new HQ? Because we do know it's a rallying point for 300,000 certified trainers worldwide. It's our entire ecosystem. We'll be able to activate here. So we want a fun town. We want an accessible town. There are three airports that service this area. And we wanted to have just a great vibe. And that's what we get in Delray Beach. And if you look at the trends in the US right now, 25 years ago, Los Angeles and Manhattan Beach were the two hot towns in America where everybody wanted to go. Fast forward 25 years, right now it's Miami and Delray Beach are the two hot towns in America where everybody wants to go. And for us, Delray Beach is the perfect opportunity for us. And so when we were establishing the headquarters, we felt it was very important to get an address in Delray Beach, because as Delray Beach over the next 25 years continues to grow its profile, TRX will continue. We're taking ourselves to new heights. So, and here's a little bit, I'll tell you a little bit of the selfish thing, Nathan. So I can bicycle to the office.
Okay.
and Mark Fields can walk to the office. And Mark and I, he's a guy from Jersey who also is a gym rat. He and I work out together here. So there's a little bit of this, I have to admit, there's a little bit of a selfish component of this, that we wanted something very accessible to us. But having now had the grand opening last week, and you saw the pictures of the ribbon cutting, it's spectacular. The way that the town and the area has embraced us. Our team has 300 gym members before we even opened our doors. That was sight unseen. And it's not like they know, everybody knows TRX, but there are not TRX gyms all over. You don't know really what you're getting into. And the whole community has embraced us. And so the energy level and the vibe, it's just fun. You know, Nathan, we've had customers here. We had Fitness Smith, one of the largest dealers here in the US, came in. The Orange Theory team is 20 minutes away, and their fitness team is coming over here to do a half day workout with Y-Bell with us. We have Fit Body Bootcamp coming in on Thursday. This becomes a destination. Todd Durkin is hosting his mastermind group. 50 of the top high-end trainers, and he's global, will come together here. This is a 14,500 square feet facility where we have our commercial gym. We have two film studios. We have our corporate offices. We have a new product development lab and a really small warehouse for the whole influencer goods. And so for us, this is the place where we can bring 100 master trainers in for 2 days of training, not only to have a great time in TRX and a spectacular gym, but then also go out to Delray Beach on Atlantic Avenue, which has one of the greatest nightlifes that you can find in a cool beach town here in the US. I mean, it really is perfect in just about in every way. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, from the photos that I've seen, I'm fortunate enough to speak to Bobby yesterday as he got back into the UK, and he just said the energy is just unbelievable. And we were fortunate enough to have a look at San Francisco when we had the HQ there, and it's just gone up a level, and that's thanks to your vision and your expertise as well. But that's why I'm so excited to come, and when we do the TRX summit in May, we should get a lot of the international black and yellow community over, and everyone's just buzzing about it from people that I've spoke about. So yeah, we're really excited to be coming and spending a few days with you guys in HQ. There's no
let me give you another example. So in this area, it's a bit of a hub for fitness tech and fitness influencers, right? So just serendipity, when you have a place like this, you get to meet lots of people, right? Yeah. So just recently, Derek Pratt and Cassie Costa, two fitness influencers with a couple of million followers, great couple. And by the way, Derek's been working out with TRX for 10 years, right? Yeah. And so they moved from Boston down here 10 months ago. I met Derek, somebody put us in touch, like, oh, you two have to get together. So I met Derek just recently, and here he is, he and Cassie, yesterday morning I came in, and our marketing team and our media team had those two doing a couples workout for Valentine's Day coming up in the gym. And these are two really cool people, good entrepreneurs. We were like-minded, we're spending time together, but now we have a facility that we can offer and open up to all kinds of people where they can come, and we can help them bring their game up, help them improve their businesses and platform, while we also have a fun, exciting, you know, opportunity, because it's very cool, right? To have great fitness influencers here for not just for our gym members, not just for our trainers, but how about our employees, the team that's sitting around. If you're working in accounting at TRX, we actually have a window into our film studio So you sit here and you can look over, you see our celebrity trainers training people.
Amazing.
The vibe is very cool. And so there's a positive energy aspect of that, that my goodness, we work in the fitness industry. We should feel that every day.
Yeah.
We should get the benefit of that positive energy boost every day. And that's what we're able to do. And that's why we're totally open. Fitness Smith came in with 28 of their sales people because they were doing a conference. Mm. And of course, we're going to host them here. We're going to put them through a workout. That is part of the price of admission. You come in, you work out with us when you come over.
Yeah.
But that's also part of the energy and the enthusiasm of what we can really do with this facility. And I'll just add one thing. The headquarters gym in San Francisco, one gym location, we have over 80,000 Instagram followers just on the TRX Training Center. And that's one gym location. It's hard to find a comparable anywhere in the world where one gym location has that kind of following. So what we do understand, we hold that responsibility. We try to earn it every day, that we are the center of TRX. And we are coming up with the latest in programming. We're testing it out. We're eating our own cooking. We're out there working out and we're trying new programs with our bandits, Y-bells, suspension trainer, our bags, our slam balls. We are putting that together in real time and we're building out exciting programs to be able to then spread around to all of our customers around the world.
Brilliant. Because I think, again, going back to the previous HQ and now with the one in Delray Beach, from everyone that wasn't involved on a daily basis, let's say, it became the mecca of the facilities that you needed to go attend. There was people that would holiday in the US that knew TRX was doing our education or doing the workouts that would even just book in to do a class to say that they've been there. And again, like you've mentioned, it's really hard to find from a single gym facility on its own where people actually want to visit the facility just because that's where TRX is created. That's where all the energy comes. So no doubt that Delray Beach will just take that to the next level with everything that you've got. It's bigger and better. And like I say, we can't wait to get over and spend some time with you over the next few months and weeks.
Well, let me tell you a cute story just to bring it
up. Yeah, go on.
So Christina and Mike Bakke are the couple who run our headquarters gym, and they're master instructors. They've been in the ecosystem for a very long time. They've run their own gym in Oceanside, New York, just outside of New York City, for over a dozen years. And I've been to their gym. They created such an amazing culture.
Yeah.
But so we have a couple, and when they were married, their honeymoon, they went out to San Francisco to hang out at the HQ gym. That's the power of having an ecosystem like the one that we have, where people are really that enthusiastic about the brand that they came out. So cute story. When I acquired the company, I have a house in New York. And so I asked people in the ecosystem, who are the top people in the New York City area? And everybody kept saying, you have to meet Christina, you have to meet Mike. So I wanted to meet them. And then we were building the HQ. We really wanted to have a very special couple to run it.
Yeah.
Or a very special leader to run, not necessarily a couple. We weren't looking for a couple necessarily. And so I was able to reach out to Christina and then Mike. And I was on the phone with Christina. I said, because she was about to open up another gym in the Hamptons. And she was just about to sign a lease on a gym in the Hamptons. And we were talking through because I was giving them some advice and help in doing that. And I said, hey, Christina, sit down for a second. I want to see if I can change your life. And then I pitched her on coming in and running the HQ gym. And it was so cute because she won't mind me saying this. She was speechless when she heard it.
Yeah.
She said, I would absolutely. So she and Mike moved from New York with their twin son and daughter and came down to Delray Beach, Florida to then start a new life and do this here. And I have to tell you, having that kind of DNA as a part of our HQ, because look, I'm 15 months into my journey with TRX, but I'm surrounded by people who have decades of experience and understand the brand and bring that authenticity. And I'm so excited to be able to do that with a couple like that.
Absolutely. Let's take it back to when you first purchased TRX. So when you initially took over, was there a clear vision in your mind or a set of goals that you wanted, where you wanted to steer the company? Or was it just a case of purchase a company, let's spend some time with the existing employees, let's have a look at the culture and then make decisions from there? How did that kind of, I suppose, business journey come about?
Yes. So as you know, this started off, my interest came through my friendship and love for Randy Hetrick and my admiration for what he and the rest of the team had built. So I looked at this world-class brand, world-class company that had lost its way. And so there's a passion side of this. And I'm also, as you know, as I'm noted, I'm on as a journey focused on health, wellness, and happiness. I'm very serious about that, right? And so it, from a personal standpoint, there was the perfect confluence of great opportunity with an amazing brand, with a dear friend that we can then go in and really lean into our health, wellness, and happiness journey on the one hand. On the other hand, I'm a pretty serious business person.
Yeah.
You know, I've operated businesses at scale. I've been fortunate to be surrounded by some of the top people in the world in business. So I do come at things from a very serious business perspective. Mm-hmm. So my journey was fueled by passion, but it was guided by my business experiences. And so as I got to know the business and we pulled a team together to go ahead and acquire the business, our strategy is very clear. Our first part of our strategy is fix the foundation of the company.
Yeah,
absolutely fix and retool the foundation of the company. That means products, supply chain, sales operations, sales force, finance and accounting. The kind of things, the way I describe it is it's like the plumbing and electrical in your house and the foundation in your house. Nobody sees it, but you have to get it right. Otherwise, bad things happen.
Absolutely.
And our first step of the journey, and by the way, we have a world-class board of directors. We have Mark Fields on the board. We have Susan Kilrain, an astronaut. We have Dan Thiemann from KPMG. We have Frank McGuigan from Transplace. We have some of the top executives around. And so I have a very serious board of directors. And so my discussion with them was, we need 18 months to really fix the foundation of the business. So look, I'm a deal person, right? I've been acquiring companies for 25 years. I know that, like you, Nathan, know fitness, right?
Yeah.
That's second nature to me. And I told them, don't let me come into you with any acquisitions or any wild growth plans for at least 18 months, because we have a lot of foundational work to do. So that's what we got. We got very focused on, first of all, the management team, senior leadership team. We swapped out the senior leadership team. We brought in world-class senior leaders to run, to manage the business and manage the change that we knew we were going to go through. We had to turn on suppliers, using some of the prior suppliers, and then launch new ones. That's a big lift. We had to completely transform our supply chain. So we went through that operational transformation. And by the way, we're still in the midst of our operational transformation. So that's point number one, is that's the key part of the first step of the strategy. Then the second, we have lots of different growth areas. We have our digital ecosystem, right? We have new products that we can get into. We have, as we continue to grow as a health and wellness, frankly, I think health, wellness, and happiness brand, there are other growth areas we can get into. We wanted to build a headquarters. We wanted to have that center of gravity, that mecca for the entire ecosystem to come in so we could really activate. We wanted to turn on summits. Our 350,000 certified trainers worldwide, of which 2/3 are outside the United States, they hadn't, from my perspective, they hadn't been treated the way they should. They hadn't been engaged the way they should.
Yeah.
So we wanted to get very clear with people that we're back. That ecosystem is critically important to us. The ecosystem is as important to us as the brand and as important to us as our intellectual property surrounding our products. Absolutely. And as important to us as our people within the company. So we wanted to activate the brand. And so that's what we've been doing, right? So we've been activating the brand, fixing the foundation, going through the process. I did tell my board, although I control the company, but they're a serious board of directors. So they don't care who controls the company. They're going to tell me what they think. I told them, your job is to not let me make an acquisition for 18 months. And then I walked in after 9 months with Wybell, right?
Yeah.
And I walked into the board and I gathered the board together. And I said, as we talked about, I really do look at your job is to tell us why we should not buy Wybell, why we should not acquire Wybell. And we acquired Wybell. So they didn't come up with a compelling reason to stop us from doing it. I will say it's a little early in our journey to make our first acquisition, but it was important in so many ways. One is, it's just a brilliant tool. It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's absolutely such a natural fit for us.
Absolutely.
And second, it also signals to the world, here we are. We're back. Look what we're doing. Even while we're going through this foundational work, we are also going to be very smart. We're going to grow the business. So then stage two is are really to develop those growth areas, right? Our first step on our digital ecosystem was to fix the tech stack. Our TRX Training Club, which is our TRX app, I think we've done a terrific job in a short period of time to completely retool the tech stack to make it much easier to find content. We have world-class content there. So we were able to spend time on the technology, make it much more user-friendly, and start driving, and our subscriptions are double-digit growth rates. We have very good subscription growth. So that was one. Our second stage of the digital, now that we have two world-class film studios down here, we're going to make a dramatic impact on the content, bring up the content and make it really exciting and engaging while also keeping it very authentic to TRX, which is very high-end educational training and fitness. So we'll be able to do all that. So right now, the second stage of the strategy, as we start really dialing in the foundational work, is to really work on those growth areas. So that's the strategy for us. And we're keeping our head up and looking at whether it's us developing new products and launching new products like Hex Grip or Dora Ballistic functional training tools, or it's acquiring companies like YVEL. We're doing those kind of things. While we're also gathering through, I know we'll talk about the Greece summit here in a bit.
Like, yeah, sure.
To be able to activate in that way, that's really exciting. And that's super. Amazing. We're going to do a ton of those because, frankly, I have a blast doing them. You have a blast doing them. Everybody who goes there, it's an experience they'll never forget. And so we will continue to do those because those are just smart to do. Here's one thing. As a private equity person, as an investor, as I mentioned before, for 25 years, I would buy large companies and then we would do whatever we have to do to create value in 5 years.
Yeah.
And then exit those companies. Here's what I don't have. I don't have an exit strategy. I did not acquire TRX with an exit strategy. There was no intention coming in of, okay, dress it up and sell the company or do. We're on this journey. Metka and I, and then Mark and Jane Fields and the rest of the board, Frank, Susan, Dan, we're on this journey that we want to be a part of. I don't have an exit strategy. People ask me, well, you're a private equity person. First of all, this is not a private equity investment.
Yeah.
This is our personal money with no debt. It's our personal money. We're not using other people's money here. So I don't owe anybody anything, right? We're just doing this in a way that's important to us. So we can do this for the foreseeable future. I look at this like I'm spending the second half of my life down in Delray Beach with my friends, right? So I have 50 years ahead of me.
Yeah.
And I'm having a lot of fun. So we don't have an exit strategy. What we have is a growth strategy and just in doing whatever we can to really help this brand just to continue to grow. And just there's not going to be a peak. We're not trying to get to a destination. We're just going to continue to grow and improve the business, improve the ecosystem, and help people around the world really understand the benefit of these products and these services. And that's the plan. That really is the strategic plan.
And I think it's coming back to a family business. When Randy previously was Yona, now yourself and Metka, I think it helps grow that community globally because people know that you're in for the long term. You're part of the journey and part of the lifestyle. And I think as well as all the summits and all the education and all the digital and all the activations that we do, fundamentally, we're one big family and that has to come from the top. So I think the way that you and Metka are leading the charge in that speaks volumes for trying to get, well, no, not trying to get, getting TRX back on an even keel in terms of the community that we have globally. And so it's great to see, you know, we feel that and we're you know, thousands of miles away and the rest of the teams here feel that. So again, it's testament to you and Metka and the culture that you're bringing in and bringing back, which, you know, that, you know, like you say, there's no tipping point. There's let's just keep going and building and building as we go and go. So based on that, as you mentioned, you're 15 months in now. Is there any specific learnings or lessons, you know, from either a challenging situation or because it's a new industry for you from a business point of view that significantly shaped your approach in terms of leading TRX?
I would say there are surprises in everything that we do, right? Yeah. You go in with a really well thought out plan and then you immediately have to change plans because things aren't what you expected coming in. So there are challenges ahead, I think, for everybody in the fitness industry. I think right now the fitness industry is going through a little bit of a transformation, right? The economy is a little bit uncertain, right? People are not feeling very flush at the moment, right? So a lot of people are pulling back. I would say the access to capital, the access to investment in the fitness industry, and it's North America and Europe and other parts of the world, everybody's pulled back. So there's not access to an investing public. And if you just go back a few years ago, everybody was leaning in and sure, you can have a new company, a new idea and get the capital you want to go try to make it work. What's happening is many of those early stage companies, they require funding. And when times are good, you say, okay, I'll get some funding now. And 2 years later, I'll get a little bit more funding when I need it. And all of a sudden that the spigot stops and you have no access to capital. So I think people are going through some pretty tough times right now.
Yeah.
Because it really isn't capital. So those are the challenges, I think. Now, in our case, when we bought the company, we didn't use any debt, right? It's just our family money, right? And then our board has all of our board has invested some too. And so from a capital structure and a balance sheet perspective, we have an enviable balance sheet.
Yeah.
So we're now in that enviable position where we spent the first year and a half, right, getting the ship righted. Now we're in a very good position where we're generating cash flow. And so we can then pick our spots. Do we want to take on other businesses? Do we want to launch new products? We can start innovating at a time where the rest of the industry has to, by virtue of not having access to capital, has to pull in, right? Yeah. So where there's a challenge, there's also an opportunity, right? Mm-hmm. And so the other challenges are really trying to figure out what the psyche of the consumer, and it's a little different in parts of Europe or parts of North America or parts of Asia, parts of the Middle East. Everybody's going through their own version of a transformation. Coming out of COVID, switching how we're all working out. Are we remote or not? Are we digital or not? Do people like live classes? Do they like live gatherings? And so we're working our way through that, like everybody. And then our job is to really help lead the industry, spot where the trends are today, where we think they can go, and then provide options for people looking ahead, not trying to find just the option of what people want today or importantly, not what people want yesterday or last year, yeah. Right? And so that's the challenge. And the way you address those challenges are you have a combination of people who have decades of experience in the industry. You know, Randy Hetcher is just such a perfect example. Randy, I think, is, we all might say, is, you know, a or the founder of the functional training industry.
Absolutely.
He has really brought the functional training industry to the world. And so we have the ability to lean on somebody who's actually been a visionary in the space for a long time and has pushed the world forward. And we not only have Randy, we have other people around here that have been here for a very long time. Plus, we've brought a bunch of new people with different ideas, but not necessarily ideas based on wisdom in the fitness industry, but good business practices.
Yeah.
How do you really think through things? What questions do you ask? What data do you collect to go back and test people's instincts? Having been in the industry for 20 or 30 years, what happens is there are a lot of people, and this is not a fitness industry thing. This is just in general in business, my views of business. People have been in a particular industry for a long time, do have great instinctual insights, and they can really think through things. But when you bring business rigor in, you then test those instincts with real data, and then you start making decisions and testing them. You don't just go by your gut.
Yeah.
And so because by your gut is not necessarily the best way to run a business, right? So you have to bring both. And what we try to do is we try to mitigate the challenges of a transforming industry with bringing wisdom plus business rigor, you know, informed by data and analysis to come together and make decisions. And you know what, Nathan? We're not going to get the decisions right.
No.
I think we'll get the majority of them right.
Yeah.
But we'll make a lot of mistakes. And when we make mistakes, our mistakes will be quickly tested, then changed, we'll regroup, and we'll move. We're not going to fall in love with our decisions to a point where it doesn't make sense. That's where the business rigor, and that's where having a world-class board of directors, because I control the company, and I've been incredibly aware of the fact that I make bad decisions sometimes. Having an outside group of people that test you and holds your feet to the fire is really important. So that's how you mitigate challenges in business and challenges in life, right? You
yeah,
surround absolutely. Yourself with really sharp people and you listen, right? And look, I'm in a seat that I've never been in. I ran businesses when I was in my 20s, but you know, I've controlled companies for 25 years, but I've not run companies for 25 years. And so I'm very aware of the seat that I'm in and my lack of experience. So I need to have a team around me to help guide me as we collectively come to the right, you know, come to the decisions and then either make those the right decisions or pivot when we recognize they're the wrong decision.
Yeah. And was your initial thoughts when you purchased TRX, did you want to be the CEO? Did you want to say, look, I want to run the company? Or was it, you know, talking to your board of directors and coming out a strategy, and it just happened to be that the best strategy was yourself running the company? How did you become CEO come about?
No, Nathan, not at all. Mark and Randy made me do it.
Okay.
And I'm not kidding. They absolutely, it's actually a pretty funny thing. So here I am, I retired, right? I'm investing in health, wellness, and happiness. Metka and I were leading our life and lifestyle. We wanted to focus on. So I acquired TRX. Perfect. Brilliant. Exactly what I do. I acquire companies. And what I've done for 25 years, I acquire a company. I get the best person on the planet to come in and run that company.
Yeah.
So as I'm getting ready to acquire TRX, Randy came to me and said, Jack, you have to be the CEO. And I looked at him, I literally laughed out loud. It's not just LOL. I laughed out loud. I said, Randy, there is no way I'm going to be the CEO of TRX. Here's what I do. I control companies. I get the best person in the world to come in and run it. And he looked at me, the only way a SEAL Team 6 Squadron Commander could look at you and dead in the eye, and he says, no, Jack, you have a serious intensity issue. And anybody you put in that seat, you're going to kill that person. So you can't have anybody be the CEO. You have to be the CEO. And I said, Randy, there's just, first of all, no, I'm not going to do it. Second of all, that's not what I do. And I'm very self-aware. I don't kid myself that I can do this. And he said, no, I know, but you'll kill anybody else. So you have to do it. And I said, no. And then so he goes to Mark Fields. You know, Mark Fields ran Ford Motor Company. It's a Fortune 10 size company, right? $150 billion business. So and Mark's a dear friend. So Mark calls me up because, hey, we're talking, just so you know, you have to run TRX. And I said, Mark, there's no way I'm running the same thing. And Mark said, actually, he said, exactly, I think they conspired. He said exactly the same thing. He goes, no, Jack, you have intensity issues. You'll kill anybody else in that seat. And you know what? They were 100% right. Not that I would be able to do the job. I would kill anybody else who was in this seat.
Yeah.
And Nathan, you know, I mean, I literally am 24/7 in this business.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that woman or guy who's sitting in this seat having me on top of them literally 24/7, they would jump out a window or I'd throw them out a window or they would just quit in like 2 weeks. So what the conversation I had with Mark and Randy was, I said, okay, I hear you and you're probably right. I will kill anybody. So it also is a good way for me to get to know the business. I said, okay, but any one of the three of us, I know I control the company, but any one of the three of us can take me out of this position. Anyone. It only takes one vote. And I have to, and I know Mark and Randy don't care about anything other than what's right. And they'll know if I'm not doing a good job, they'll tell me it's time. And I said, so any one of the three of us, if I don't perform or if we find somebody better.
Yeah.
And so that's the deal the three of us made. And I have to tell you now, a year and a half into it, it's exactly the role I should have. First of all, I'm having fun. It's work. It's work. It's not play. I mean, it is definitely work. I'm grinding it out, but I get to know every part of the business. I get to know our suppliers. I get to know our customers. I get to know our black and yellow. I get to, you know, just be involved in everything. Right. And so that part, it's really been good for me. And I also know that I would have killed anybody else in the seat, but also as an owner of a company. And by the way, I've controlled companies for a very long time. It's very different when you're there every day trying to make the trains run on time.
Yeah.
And so, and also the transformation and the turn that we've gone through, the turnaround we've gone through, it's hard to understand it from a distance, right? It's hard to get an update either every day or every week on, oh yeah, here are all the issues you're dealing with. You have to see them to believe them, right?
Yeah.
Because some of this stuff you can't make up. You're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we have to do that. But we do that. So that part, and I feel good. I like running this business. I like being in this seat. The sexy part of being the CEO of TRX is as good as it gets. I get to work out with, our trainers worldwide. I do the fun stuff. The grind stuff is a real grind. It's, you know, it's hard work. It's because you deal with lots of issues in a business like this, and you have to do that from the front. So it's a combination of really fun stuff and then really of a grind, but it comes together in a way that I find purpose and I find that it's helpful. And to be able to see this headquarters come together, I've had this vision of what this could be and what it could look like, literally down to the artwork in the gym, right? The vibe on the floor, the community that we're bringing in. I'm intimately involved in all of that, and that's awesome. It's just fun.
That's
So
great.
far, neither Randy, Mark, nor I have taken me out of the seat. So I guess I'm doing okay. But I will tell you that I think they were right. This was really the right place for me.
No, it's good. And I can say from a personal point of view, I say it's just the vibe and the energy that you're bringing is second to none. Hats off to you, because I think, like you've mentioned, you like to get involved with everything. You're not a standoff CEO. That's all, you want to know things, you want to learn all the time, especially coming from an education background. I just think that's invaluable as a leader and an owner of a company to be involved in those things on a daily basis. So it's great to see Jack, and we're really pleased that you're part of the TRX brand and the TRX family. As we're wrapping up now, Jack, obviously we're part of the Road to Athens series of episodes for the podcast in partnership with Alter Life Gym in Greece. We're coming up to a few days away from the TRX Training Summit in Athens, which looks to be the biggest we've ever run, ever, which is fantastic for the company and for our community and for general fitness enthusiasts as a whole. Can you just go through what you're excited about the summit in generally and specifically in Athens? And can you share some highlights or key aspects that you're looking forward to most when we go to Athens in a few days' time?
Well, first of all, I want to be a part of fitness history. If you want to be a part of fitness history, you go to the Athens Summit. This is going to be a gathering of over 600 trainers, coaches, fitness influencers, fitness enthusiasts. I mean, if you have any interest at all in fitness, this is a place you just have to be. And it's for me, gathering that way with like-minded people focusing on very high-end skill development. So whether you're, a master instructor or you're a fitness enthusiast, you will come in and you will up your game. There's no question about you up your game because it's a broad-based educational program of training skills, business skills, social media skills. There's all kinds of things that we package into a couple of days where people can really upskill. So that's really important. This is our largest summit ever. We're doing it with great partners. Alter Life and A to Z Fitness are world-class partners that we're doing this with. And so you're gonna have, two record-breaking days in the Olympic, Athletic Center of Athens, a very cool environment. You're gonna walk out and you're gonna look up and see the Acropolis. You're at the center of where the Olympics got started, right? So this is one of those life experiences. This isn't just an event, right? It's a life experience to be able to come together. So, and I've been to, all the summits we've done since I've become part of the company. And I tried to strong arm people to have more, as you know. I came in, I'm like, I want 10 in the first 3 months. And I didn't say that. That's, legend has it. That's why I
Oh,
said
that
that.
was
But
just a rumor, was
I
it?
didn't say that. No, I didn't say that. I said, why can't we have 10 in the next 3 months? So that was a smarter way to raise that instead of saying we have to have 10. But look, there's a collective energy, enthusiasm, and goodness that comes together when you come together this way. And this one, it's going to be so much fun because it's going to be massive. And so you have so many people coming together to share in that excitement and education. And so, being part of it really is, it's being, I'm not being melodramatic, it's being a part of fitness history. This is our largest event, right? And so, and you can imagine the social aspect of it, the networking aspect, connect with people, and there will be people from all over the world gathering for this, to be able to come together with like-minded people from all over the world, different cultures, all focused on, high-end fitness instruction. That to me is, that's why we're here. Like to be able to live and do events like that and experiences like that, that you will talk about for months to come, years to come. You will remember for the rest of your life. Like
Absolutely.
to me, that's what gets me excited about it. You know, there's a selfish side of me. I get excited because, you know, I've been at these summits together. I work out with everybody the entire time. I literally, I'm a kid in a candy store, right? Yeah. People can have as much fun as me, but I don't think there's anybody there having more fun than me. So that to me is, there's a personal side of this. This is the greatest expression of our brand with people who really matter to us. And so there's this goodness that comes from that. And that you know, keeps in your mind until the next one or the next opportunity. So there's a selfish side of why I'm so excited. And then there's the team and company side about what we can all collectively do together. And once again, the greatest expression of the brand. And as we continue to just bring TRX up and up and up a level, we do that by showing people in real time the benefits of these kind of this training modality, which is a really important training modality, and being able to do it in just such a fun way. And by the way, and also do it in a very cool place in the world with very cool partners. It doesn't get better than this.
No, it doesn't. No, we're really looking forward to it. And you know, it's going to be record breaking in a lot of ways. Reflecting on, and we're going to wrap up shortly, Jack. So again, appreciate your time today. Reflecting on the summits as a whole, is that part of the broader vision for you for TRX Training as we, you know, go into the next couple of years to create more experiences where there's more regular touch points with people from a face-to-face perspective alongside people, you know, traveling to Delray Beach and attending the HQ and the digital aspects? Where do kind of the events and experiences sit in terms of the vision for TRX as a whole from your perspective?
It's a very high priority.
Yeah.
So I would say those experiences are a very high priority for the company. Adjusting them and getting them right and delivering in a way that people really do want. And today, like, you don't just go to the old playbook and you keep doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
So you're part of the team that as we sit back and we decide, okay, what really does make these special? And how do we continue to innovate them and to make them really special? You know, you're planning one in the UK. I don't know if you've started talking about, but, you know, going to a really cool, notable sports facility, right? That's just known around the world and delivering a program that's just, it's just different than, you know, anything else that you can do. We want to provide those really unique experiences for people that you just sit back and say, wow, I can't believe they have this opportunity to do that. I'm in. And then you go and then you're lit up for a couple of days where the energy level, the enthusiasm, you meet new friends, you see old friends, and you feel like that's something that you look forward to the next one. Like that's what we have to continue to deliver. And it's as high a priority as we have to continue to be able to deliver those kind of experiences. Because Nathan, as we've talked about, it's the greatest expression of our brand.
Yeah.
You know, what is our brand? Our brand, you know, look, we are very proud of our, you know, super athletes, our Olympians, our, you know, celebrities that use our products, you know, all the time to be at the very top, the SEAL Team 6, the Navy SEALs who use this, who have been using it since Randy invented it as part of their team, because they have to be at their absolute peak.
Yeah.
We're very proud of that. Our brand is different than that, though. That's an important part of our brand, but our brand is everybody living their best life. Our brand is as much, you know, that, you know, Leah Smith, you know, Olympic gold medalist swimmer, who's captain of the U.S. swim team, who's been working out with TRX forever. As important as that is Leah's grandmother, Helen Smith, 91 years old, who, you know, I go visit her here in Delray Beach, and she's playing golf in the morning, and she has lunch with her buddies and then bridge in the afternoon, and she'll fit me in at 4 o'clock if I can swing by to say hello, to sit on her back porch with, you know, a glass of iced tea and chit chat about the family.
Amazing.
That's the brand. That's the expression of our brand.
You know,
Helen Smith, who's just active, lovely, engaged, having fun. And so on one hand, she's not a super athlete who's won world championships. On the other hand, she is a super person.
Yeah.
Who, if there's a championship for a world championship for life, should win.
Yeah.
Right. So for all of us, and that's the aspirational goal, frankly, for me personally, The aspirational goal are the people that I know 40 years ahead of me who are happy, engaged. They light up every room they walk into. They're very active. And if we can give people a view and a vision and the tools and equipment and education on how to be on the journey to get to that destination, because even that's not a destination. Helen hasn't arrived. You know, talk to Helen. Helen's, you know, just adding life to every day.
Yeah.
Right. And so there's not an end point. There just isn't. And so you just keep doing it. And then you keep looking back and it's kind of, you get a little giddy. You're like, oh, geez, look at the kind of things we're doing. That's great.
That's
so
brilliant.
For me, that's really the expression of the brand. And you see it in real time when you have those kind of gatherings. And if we can continue to develop and innovate and have people as they come together, really understand that. And then they can bring that back to their community. They can bring that back to their clients. They can bring that back to their gym or their team. And frankly, to their family.
Yeah.
They can bring it back to their neighbors. They can bring it back to the people who they care about, their kids, their parents, their siblings, their friends. Then we truly are changing the world for the better. And that's what we're all about.
We talked about Athens. So for those of you that are coming, that are listening, we look forward to seeing you in a few days' time. For those that are still interested, I'll make sure I put a link on the show notes. So check it out. Be sure to check out our social media. Feel free to contact myself if you need any more information. Jack, from you, from people that want to know more about you, you know, follow you, where are you at most active? Where can people get in touch if they want to share a message with you or get in touch with you?
You know, it's funny, being involved in TRX, I now have to activate in social media. So I do have a LinkedIn. I do have a LinkedIn page, and that's the one I actually focus my attention to. Now I'm part of, you know, our Instagram, you know, TRX training, and our, you know, our other social media platforms. But my personal one is really LinkedIn. I just find that that's an easy way for me to communicate and share the kind of the fun things that we're up to every now and again.
Yeah, perfect. I'll make sure I add that link as well to the show notes. So if you're not already following on Jackie, he's quite active on there now, especially over the last few months. So make sure you give him a follow. And obviously, if you've got any questions, I'm sure Jack will get back to you as well. Jack,
Nathan,
pleasure.
Nathan, sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
Be a little old school. You know, you have the social media side, but then also just come down to Del Rey.
Absolutely.
Just come down to Del Rey, take a class. I'm usually around. So that's another way to follow me.
Yeah, make sure you check out HQ. And again, like I said, I'm looking forward to coming over in May. Jack, it's been a real pleasure. So I found this very valuable, and I'm sure the listeners will as well. Appreciate your time, and we look forward to seeing you, Athens, in a few days' time.
Thanks, Nathan. Everybody should just pack their bags, make their plans, join us in Athens, and have a blast.
And that wraps up another insightful episode of the Road to Athens series on the TRX Procast. A huge thank you to you, Jack Daly, CEO of TRX Training, for sharing his wisdom and experiences with us today. We hope you enjoyed diving into Jack's journey of leadership and transformation at TRX Training, and that you've gained valuable insights to apply to your own endeavours. Special thanks once again to our sponsors, Ultralife in Greece, for their continued support. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to the TRX Podcast and leave us a review. Your feedback helps us continue to bring you engaging content and inspiring conversations. If there's any guests you want in particular, again, please let us know in the comments, and we'll be sure to interview as many people as we can. And be sure to stay tuned for the final episode of the Road to Athens series, where we'll have the privilege of hearing from TRX founder Randy Hetrick. It promises to be an enlightening conclusion to our journey. Until next time, stay inspired, stay motivated, and keep pursuing your fitness goals with passion and determination.